Welcome back to Here and Now. Tomorrow night, the world-famous Boston Symphony Orchestra says goodbye to Doug Yeo, who's been the BSO's bass trombonist for the past 27 years. Here and Now listeners will remember our interview with Doug a few years back, in which he played a 17th century wooden horn called the Serpent. Doug Yeo is as expressive as his music. He's played at Fenway Park. He's played with Big Bird. He loves to tell how he once greeted famed cellist Yo-Yo Ma.
Hello, Yo-Yo. My name's Doug Yeo. I play trombone in the BSO. And we both had a laugh about it.
After playing Beethoven's Ninth Symphony with the BSO tomorrow night, Doug Yeo will take his final bow from the conductor's podium, a tradition for the orchestra's retiring musicians, and he'll bask in audience applause in the legendary music hall that he's come to know and love dearly in his nearly three decades playing there. Here Now's Lynn Manigan took a tour of Symphony Hall with Doug Yeo on a day when violinist auditions were taking place. She uncovered something about what makes a musician, an orchestra, and a building tick like a well-kept metronome.
We're in the basement where all the operating systems, the HVAC system and the steam system and things are. And this is where the brass players typically come downstairs to warm up. This is such a great spot. I mean, the audience comes into Symphony Hall and they see a concert orchestra. They see a hall beautifully lit and are inspired, but this is where the grunt work happens. This is where the stuff for the symphony shop is. We have snow removal equipment, tour trunks, all the stuff that's behind the scenes. You can't run an orchestra without this stuff, and the public never sees it. Oops. Thanks, Chris. Here we're now into a whole other area of the bowels of Symphony Hall here. This is where stuff gets made. This is the carpentry shop. So look around here. You can see wood and metal pieces for doorways and things like that.
For like concert versions of opera or something?
No, this is just for maintaining Symphony Hall. So this is a full-time carpentry shop. We have a full-time carpenter, a full-time electrician, full-time painter. Because there's stuff that has to be fixed up. I mean, the hall's over 100 years old. And when there's something needs to be fixed, we don't call outside. We have people here on site. So coming down here, we've got paint up the kazoo here. This is the paint shop. It used to be every year Symphony Hall was painted for Pops.
A different color? Special color?
Exactly. And so the walls of Symphony Hall in some places are over 3/8 of an inch thick, which over time has, of course, changed the acoustics of the hall. So here down in this part of Symphony Hall, you know, you're really seeing kind of the guts of the hall and what makes it work. But let's go upstairs into the hall because there's some things I want to show you up there. Hey, Tope. So now we're actually up on the stage level of Symphony Hall. Symphony Hall is just so beautiful. When you look at it, it's like a shoebox. And it's looked very much the same as it does right now since 1900 when it was first opened. And, of course, trombone players have an awful lot of time to, enjoy the music, because composers don't use us every minute like they do violin players. So I've spent a lot of times looking at these chandeliers and counting the light bulbs. And I can tell you with authority there are 77 light bulbs in the small chandeliers and 111 in the big one in the middle. And as of today, I believe there are 17 burned-out light bulbs. Now,
so you're not estimating.
No. And so what you'll find, though, is once a year they'll drop the chandeliers all the way down and replace all of the light bulbs at the same time.
Now, what is it like to sit on this stage for 27 years? It's incredible.
Well, it's been a real thrill for me because I had always wanted to play in the Boston Symphony ever since I was a little kid. And, in fact, your high school yearbook where you get to write that pretentious paragraph about what you're going to do and change the world, I wrote that I wanted to play in the Boston Symphony because of recordings that I've heard. This was the first concert hall in the world designed with known acoustical principles in mind. It's generally recognized as one of the greatest concert halls in the world.
Still.
Thank you. in a sense, as we walk in the hall now from the very back, which was the way it was designed to be.
I see.
It's like we're walking into church. It was designed like a basilica. And so this is a temple of music.
We're listening to the sounds of a tuba?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of my colleagues is giving a lesson in the next room.
I was wondering if it was coming through the floor.
No.
He was downstairs.
No, and he's far away from Symphony Hall where the violin auditions will be, so we've got to be careful not to let that sound bleed through. See, that's the great thing about Symphony Hall. There's sound everywhere. I mean, and even the sound of the hall. Sometimes I'll go into the hall when there's nobody here and just sit by myself and kind of just think about the concerts that I've played here and the others have played before me. And the hall breathes. And now the auditions have started, so we'll have to be a little bit quiet
okay.
As you walk through the corridors. Now here's an open door that shouldn't be open, so I'm going to close this. Amazed, you know, an orchestra at this level, how the orchestra thinks together without speaking. I'll never forget, the conductor's name isn't important, but there was a concert many years ago where a conductor did something and the orchestra, for a split second, it looked like the performance was teetering on disaster and was just going to fall completely apart. And from the second trombone chair, one of my colleagues just did something. I don't know what he did. He played something with such authority that the rest of the orchestra, in a split second, followed him and saved the concert. And the conductor pats his chest while this is going on with a big mea culpa, like, oh, I almost had a disaster. Thank you. And then when the performance was over, I turned to my colleague and I said, how did you do that? I don't even know what you did, but you saved the concert. And he looked at me and said, Doug, when the captain's about to run aground, somebody's got to steer the boat. And so he did.
Well, you miss it.
Yes. I love playing the music, but I've been very fortunate that in my career I've done everything I ever dreamed to do with a trombone in my hand in a symphony orchestra. I'm very, very content to put down this chapter of life and just see where life takes me.
Retiring BSO bass trombonist Doug Yeo speaking with Here and Now's Lynn Menegon. We're listening to the BSO with Doug in Beethoven's Ninth, which they'll be playing in concert this weekend. For more and to see some great pictures of Doug at Symphony Hall, go to hereandnow.org. Thank you.
betreten, feiert trunken, himmlische Dein Haus.